It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Claiborne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
I've said it before. We've talked about it in years past and leading up to this point. You know, last year you could really see it click for him, just kind of getting after it a little bit and not being so fine. I think he felt comfortable with where he was at physically, you know, getting situated here in Chicago, all that stuff. So you could really see him kind of go out there with a peace of mind and just compete and pitch. And when you allow a person with how much talent he has to do that, you're seeing what you can get.
The crowd is Ewing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score of that is the voice of John Lester. And he's talking about you, Darvish, and you on the bump today. Very important day, a potential elimination game. So we should see the best from the Chicago Cubs. At least that is the hope. And the best of you, Darvish, would be a great way to start that.
And the best of you, Darvish, would give us a chance to see maybe the last of John Lester again tomorrow. Every start that he makes, you start to wonder if it will be the last win in a Cub uniform before he can get that chance to have to win today. It's win or go home. A lot riding on the outcome of this game, of this series. You heard Ron Coomer. There's almost like an acceptance among people around the Cubs that, you know, this core, unless they do something really special in this postseason, faces being broken up. And that is something we've talked about, something that will be reality. But let's hope it's later rather than sooner. And we're still talking about the Cubs staying alive on Monday when we get back on the show.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, it'll be today with you and then Lester on the bump tomorrow, provided you get the result today. And it should be fascinating to see how this team performs. I'm really curious to see if the bats can come alive. I think that we saw Ian Happ hit in the first game, and that was it. And I get it. They gave up a big inning, but you're not going to win a ton of games 1-0. So you need to be able to score some runs, and we've gone over the list and we've looked at the numbers and how dreadful it has been in whatever, six of the last seven playoff games only scoring a run. It is it's disconcerting to say the least.
Yeah, flip the script. You cannot go out by losing to the Marlins. You cannot end this season this way. You're better than that. The Cubs are the better team in this series. This isn't like the White Sox. I think you look at, okay, it's a team that's going to learn from this experience, be better for it. This is a Cubs team nearer the end than the beginning of their run, so they can't let that happen. So I think, yeah, we need all those things to be true. I can't forget what you said. You have a point remaining about the White Sox, because we need to close the loop there, because there's a lot of still raw emotion that is going to be processed today here on the station and throughout the city, because that was a tough one to take.
Yeah, I think that there are two things that we have to talk about connected to the White Sox. But the big one that I wanted to get to was just the idea of this rookie class, right? You saw Louis Robert hit a home run that made everyone remember Mickey Mantle. You saw Dane Dunning open the game. Obviously, he didn't go very long, 15 pitches, but he's a rookie. Garrett Crochet got hurt. I hope to God he's okay next year. I hope you're not looking at a Tommy John surgery. That's obviously the fear. But that he had a pretty good rookie season. I think that when you talk about Cody Hoyer, when you talk about Matt Foster, you go through the list, Nick Madrigal, maybe, I know, does he need off-season shoulder surgery? Does that fix your base running? I think that there are a lot of things about this team to feel good about. A lot of guys kind of graduated. Andrew Vaughn is still out there. We did have a Zach Birdie sighting at one point. There are still some younger players. Now, it's not like the Cubs' idea of having a stud guy you can bring up every year. That I love that idea, that there's always one guy ready to come. Maybe Andrew Vaughn's the last of that list. I don't know. But
the best is yet to come.
But the youth being served is a big point.
You say that, but the Sox really have had players that have come up, and I think maybe this is just the beginning. It points well taken about the Cubs having kind of a series of guys. But you wonder, the Sox are kind of looking like they could be on that same path. Andrew Vaughn next year. Maybe it's the kid they drafted out of the other pitcher they drafted in the first round this year.
Jared
Kelly. You just don't know. You still have some faith in Birdie, and you still have some faith in some other guys. Look at what the rookies did yesterday before the bottom fell out, Molly. You're exactly right. Robert and Madrigal. Madrigal hit 340. We can pick apart his base running. We can isolate on some defensive lapses. But this kid hit 340, just coming up in spot action. There's a lot to be excited about from a Sox fan perspective that's very difficult to remember on days like today. But, yeah, that's the broader conversation. Right now, people want the manager replaced. They want the pitching staff solidified and all those things. Are worth discussing, but overall, you've got to feel good about where this is headed.
Kevin even said it today, and a lot of people have said this idea that couldn't you take the money that Edwin Encarnacion is making and just invest that into your McCannon, if you will, and James McCann ends up being your DH/catcher, so you keep him and Lucas Giolito together, obviously great rapport there, and you've got great cover if anything were to happen to Grandal. They're going to need a backup catcher anyway. There's not one that is sitting out there that you know of, maybe Oscar Colas. But David, I think that the problem with that is he's not a starter. And, I mean, I guess you could say he is if he's the DH, but when's the last time the Sox – went out and paid big money to make sure they had a backup? It's not like the Blackhawks with the goalies or something. It's just a difficult one to imagine happening. And then the other decision is Alex Colome. This guy had an unbelievable year, and he's not a guy that uses kind of high velocity to get the job done. He's 31 years old. Your closer is up. Free agent, now, there isn't a lot of money out there in baseball, but everybody needs relief pitching, right?
Absolutely. Those are really, in terms of priorities off-season wise, I think you're adding at least one dominant starter, figuring out what to do and how much to spend on your closer, because Colum A was underrated. You're right, he had a tremendous year. And I think James McCann is an issue because of what he means in that clubhouse, what he does in stabilizing things behind the plate when he catches. That's, you know, you look at Grandal, with all due respect to framing and all the other things, you know, James McCann has a lot of value, and you're going to have to be able to, you know, be willing to reach deep into your pockets if you're Jerry Reinsdorf to kind of, you know, it's the inflation of winning, and the price for your roster just went up, and to maintain is going to be difficult to do, but you've got to spend, and if they do, they can keep winning and I think get even further next year.
And, you know, the rapport that McCann has with Giolito, I think, is, you know, another, particularly Giolito. You know, the whole pitching staff likes him. He's good in the clubhouse, but just look at what Giolito can do with James McCann. And I think that's why, Molly, I brought it up to you earlier. You know, you can sell that maybe to McCann. You know, you will be playing every day, whether it is catching, whether it's, you know, being the DH, and that way you get both McCann and Grandal in the lineup every day, and you keep them both happy, and then you also have McCann to catch Giolito as well.
Didn't it sound like he was saying goodbye?
It did.
I mean, yeah.
Yes. It was a goodbye.
That was kind of downer.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it was a downer, and I think that he is saying goodbye. You know, listen, they went out and they made some moves last year, and Grandal, that's fine. Dallas Keuchel, forget that start in the playoffs. That was a great move, okay? But Edwin Encarnacion blew up in their face, right? I don't know. You know, Joe Maddon had a say in the reliever falling apart. Steve Cishek did nothing. blaming Joe.
Blame Joe again.
And, and the Mazzara move was, what was that? You know, it's not one that you come away with. You come away thinking you need help in the bullpen, and you might need more help in the bullpen because of the decision you make on the closer. And you need help in right field, and you need help at DH. But more than anything else, you need, I agree with you, two pitchers. So that's a lot of money. That's a big shopping list. And I'm not sure how you're going through that list and how you're trying to figure out which you prioritize, what you must have. I would prioritize starting pitching. It's going to make
absolutely
all the other guys better.
Absolutely.
I worry that you, I mean, here's the thing about pitching. You can't just include the growth of a player into your plan. Well, you know what? Dylan Cease now has all these starts. He's going to be back to striking guys out rather than walking them. I don't know that you can say that. I don't know that you can go through this and just project, well, Dane Dunning, you know what? The arm's going to be stronger. He's going to be better. I think you might be onto something there, but oh, you know what? Michael Kopech's coming back. Ah, he's missed a couple of years. He's going to be great. I don't know that you could do that. Yeah.
You can't make that assumption because you are on the brink of something special here with the White Sox, and you have raised and changed expectations. And once you do that, you can't assume these things like the three guys you just mentioned. Yeah, promising. Yes, potential. Potential will get you fired. Potential will ruin day in off season. So go out and get the sure things, and that costs money. And so you're going to, now that you've raised expectation, you're going to have to increase your payroll. That's just the reality of professional sports in a major market, and the Sox have to start acting like a major market team again. So that is what is the mandate for their off season, which started sooner than we would have liked. But I am with you 100%. You don't go into next season counting on maybes. And yesterday, they counted on a maybe in Dane Dunning, and because they didn't trust another maybe in Dylan Cease, you can't go into 2021 that way.
All right, we're going to talk to Dan Bernstein next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
And that segment was brought to you by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste and recycling hauler.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for Game 2 of the Wild Card Round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the 2-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Top of the hour brought to you by Gulf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer, beats any deal by at least $500. Visit GulfMillFord.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster conditions.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com.